Life with Mark and Teresa.
Suit up and boot up. It's time to talk tools, trim, and demo with Toolhound Kayleen McCabe, host of DIY Network's Rescue Renovation.
And once the dust settles, we reflect on color and contrast with the effusive Maggie Amir from Caesarstone, U.S.
From demo to done, from sawdust to slick surfaces, let the geek out begin.
On My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today. It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar's a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar's a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark
and my wife Teresa, and today is about tools and color.
Two of our favorite things, mine being color and yours tools. And you know what is so funny about the two things? Not that, you know, tools are funny or color trends are funny, is that one of the most important thing to tools is what color it is.
Well, to the manufacturers, for sure.
For definite.
Yeah, I mean, that's trade dress.
It is. Yeah, because all the tool makers have a specific color to them, and it's kind of funny that we're talking about tools and color.
It is. It's cool. And about the tool section of the tools and color, we're talking with Kayleen McCabe, certified tool geek, host of the DIY Network show, Rescue Renovation.
I think she certified herself.
She may have.
Yeah, she is totally a tool geek, and it's kind of uncommon to hear about a really pretty girl being totally into tools, but she totally is. And if you follow her on Twitter like we do, at Kayleen McCabe, or on Facebook, you will see her behind the scenes on her show, and she really does build the projects, and she really does, you know, get dirty with the guys.
Totally, and she's totally into it. And that's her passion, and it just bleeds through on the screen, which I love. And as far as color goes and innovative use of color around the house, we're talking with Maggie Amir from Caesarstone, USA.
Well, and I love talking about color trends. It's one of my favorite things. And, you know, going through all of the, looking at the runway from the fall shows and everything, and looking at the colors in nature and the leaves changing and getting into winter. And you're thinking, like, I think about color and I'm inspired by everything I see for the designs that we do at our house and the projects that we build and the crafts that I make. And, you know, a house can be pretty conservative as far as the main color choices go. There are a lot of neutrals, you know, that we usually pick for our house and then do pops of color with, like, you know, accent wall or pillows or something like that. And what's really fun is a countertop, and they've got some really awesome colors at Caesarstone that you can choose from, that you could do an island or something like that in a pop of color and then do the main countertop in sort of a neutral too.
Well, and carpentry geek Mark likes, and tool geek Mark likes, that you can use the Caesarstone in other parts of your house.
I like that you're giving out titles right now, because what's my title?
Awesomeness.
Awesomeness title. I kind of like that. I think I kind of put you on the spot there.
Well,
I will
also
take awesomeness as a title.
We've also got a post on our website, Tool Up for Gifts You'll Want. So different tools that we've seen that you're going to want to check out if you're in a gift-buying mood.
Well, you have to be in a gift buying mood because it's the season for gift buying right now, Mark. And I can't wait to find out what's coming out of your shop this season, Mr. Santa. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
The hard way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
What a perfect day to play left, right there. The kettle and lime, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair. As the daylight fades on the park we swear, then I'll swear, written out square.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my colorful, always colorful wife, Teresa.
Are you talking about my dress or my personality?
Both.
Oh.
Also, back in the old days, like in the Three Stooges days, life used to be in black and white.
Is that when you were a boy?
That's right. Me and the Little Rascals.
Yeah?
You know, I get made fun of
a lot. You look fantastic for your age, by the way.
You look great for being born when things were black and white.
Well, I'm very excited because on the line right now, we have someone who actually selects innovative colors for the entire United States, and I am so excited because...
She's going to select what I'm wearing?
How do you get a job like that, and how do you qualify for that? Maggie Amir from Caesarstone, U.S. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Now, I am so excited because if I had a friend who was, you know, described as a trendsetter... and was the head of color development and was selecting innovative color for the entire United States, you would be so involved in my world because I would be saying, you know, is this outfit like on target for like what the trends are going on right now and the whole thing? Do you find that friends do that to you too?
Oh, of course. And it's not only when it comes to interiors, it's even on personal preference as far as clothing, etc.
And so you...
Well, that begs the question that I know my wife is dying to ask.
What's that?
What color are you wearing right now?
I actually have a fuchsia scarf that it's very bold against the bold blue color shirts and pants I'm wearing. So almost every day there is something very colorful about what I'm wearing.
Well, I kind of feel pretty good right now because I'm wearing a fuchsia top right now, so I feel really connected and I feel good about this. So.
And I'm glad Teresa said something because I didn't know what it was.
So Maggie, you have a global color group at Caesarstone, and you meet regularly to discuss the color trends and select new color palettes. And how do you do that? Where do you guys get your inspiration?
Okay, so the inspiration is basically also from, personal experiences and every day that we travel and we tend to really attract by different, things that has to do with fashion and colors. And the second thing, we are also members of the color marketing group in the U.S., and we also part of MIX, which is a European society. And also part of our segment that we are working with and very proud to be part of is the architects and and interior designers, which we tend to visit on a daily basis, and we get inspired from seeing their environment, where they're working, what types of products and articles and samples they have on their desk, and all those little things really inspire us and give us direction where we should go towards in our color development.
Well, I have a question for you in terms of picking colors, because the versatility of Caesarstone, which can be used all over the house or all over a commercial project, does the commercial influence the residential, vice versa, or not at all? They're kind of not related.
I think it's I cannot say that it's totally not related, because when it comes to color trends, you usually see the trends in both, you know, areas. What I could say about the commercial is it's in many cases, when it comes to, for example, restaurants or schools, it's all about bold colors. Bold colors makes people happy, and they really attract a lot of attention. When in homeowner, they are not really going to go for major bold colors, because I don't know if they could live with such a surface for a long period of time.
And this surface, to be clear, what we're talking about, Caesarstone, is a quartz surface which can be used in all kinds of different applications, from shower surrounds to kitchen countertops, islands, mantelpieces, all kinds of places. Isn't that right?
Correct. Mainly countertop, kitchen countertop, because of the durability of the surface. But also as the shower walls, if you really want to avoid seam and grout, it's nice to have a one-piece surface. Also, furniture application, the most, let's say, vulnerable area of a table is the top. So when you have such a durable surface as the Caesarstone, you could eliminate a lot of issue that usually wood surface or glass surface will have. But also showers, vanities, powder rooms, any places that you would need a top surface.
Well, and for the colors that are coming for 2013 and looking forward, you know, I know it's most homeowners really like to have sort of a neutral, conservative color palette in their homes. But do you see any changing with that?
It's true. That's really most of the clientele. But our number one colors, I don't know if you're going to be surprised to hear, is white, and all kinds of white. As a simple as that, it seems like less is more when it comes to countertops. So you see a lot of specification for the white colors, and the next shade will be a gray, like a concrete color.
Oh, wow.
You know, that's funny, because in our designs here at My Fix It Up Life, we like to go bold with the countertop. We're big fans of countertop surfaces. So it's nice, and I used, by the way, the visualizer at CaesarstoneUS.com. And I've used a number of these tools, and Maggie, I should admit that if it's made out of technology and there's a way it can go wrong, I can find it in short order.
Yes, you can.
And the visualizer is awesome.
He was able to use it effortlessly, and actually we were using it together. And
I had to show her how.
Not really. But, you know, we were kind of a little bit fighting back and forth about which colors we wanted on which surfaces. It was kind of really fun.
It's true. You know, the whole reason behind the tool of the visualizer is we believe that in every, you know, person there is an inner designer. Today, homeowner, they are much more involved in the decision making when it comes to their interiors, and they are much more educated when they come to product selection at the process of remodeling their house or when they purchase a new home. So they tend to go to the internet and they tend to explore and learn and get their color selection from, you know, different, you know, sites. So let's say for someone that find out about Caesarstone through a magazine and then go to our site and want to visualize, you know, the next kitchen in his home, it's really bring the homeowner closer to making the decision when the experience is easy and much more informative for him or her.
Well, we have to visualize taking a break.
Oh, we do, unfortunately.
So check out CaesarstoneUS.com. Use that visualizer and join us for more My Fix It Up Life. Well, the fine print flow. Bag the pack, petting God love. How the story goes, it was worth the cost. You should know I was changed for the better. Caught in the breeze, I'm on my knees. Keep this together.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Listen to your heartbeat, hear your pulse, you strap me up. Oh, oh, oh. Watch the walls break, be what you intake, be the
love. And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life, and it is the proverbial pool time.
Pool time.
We are joined by...
That's your favorite time.
You know... Love tools, just love them. I love what they do. I love how they work. I love what color they are. I'm not sure about that. But I just, it's the lever that makes it all possible.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm a tool geek, and we are joined by, I believe...
One of my favorite other tool geeks.
Kayleen McCabe from the DIY Network and Rescue Renovation. Kayleen, how are you?
I am so fantastic, Mark. It's great to hear somebody else geek out about tools as much as I do. It's a disease.
It kind of is a disease. You know, I'm very lucky. I'm like a princess over here because whenever we do a project, Mark knows so much about tools that he just hands them to me, and I don't even have to think about is this the best one or is this the right one. It's just I'm like a princess. I just get them handed to me.
That's the best way too. Lightly dusted.
Yes, lightly dusted. I lightly dust them with sugar, like French toast.
Yeah, he does. And then he hands me pieces of chocolate too to get me motivated.
So what are you geeking out on at the moment? What's your top drawer, gotta use it tool you're working with?
Oh my gosh, I can use my plunge saw for everything. I really, you know, in building stuff with plywood, that is the best because you can modify sheets of goods without actually using on a table saw. So I love that. Let's see, I am geeking out with my tile saw right now just because I'm doing a lot of tile.
Right.
Oh, what else? Oh my gosh, I'm totally hooked on the domino joiner. I don't know if you've had a chance to play
domino.
With that thing. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a good job. So that's the problem, because it depends on what I'm doing. I love them all so much.
So what is the last thing that you actually did, like, you know, you walked away from to talk to us?
Sorry, I did break up a little bit. As far as...
Oh, what was your last project that you just did?
Oh, I'm working in a basement right now. So do a lot of tile work in the bathroom, in the shower area. And then I'm going to use that same plunge saw for doing some drawers and some storage in the kitchen. So, yeah, I've busted out everything on this basement. It's been a blast.
Wow.
Nice. You sound like a trim carpenter, millwork person at heart.
Oh, Yeah, I suppose so, because that also makes the most mess.
Yeah, it's mess.
Yeah, you know, it's nice creating sawdust and then out of that creating such nice stuff. But, gosh, you know, I guess I love doing it all, too, because demo's great, framing's a ton of fun, trim carpentry is great, flooring's, oh, depends on the kind of floor, that could be the best day ever. So, yeah, that's what we're fortunate with Rescue Renos, because we seem to do it all, and we're hands-on, so it's a blast.
Well, and I saw that you did an episode for with your dad, too, and you dressed up in a costume or something for the big reveal.
Yes, I get dressed up at the end of the reveals now because it was, you know, so much fun being, you know, like mop and tumble all day long. But then I walk into these spaces and I was covered in sawdust, so now I get dressed up. And that outfit, actually, I had a pair of red slippers. You know, like, there's no place that I go. I was coming home to see my dad's place. So that was an amazing experience. Working with my dad was fun. And for me, it's great because I still go over there. I get to hang out in the kitchen, and we're going to have Thanksgiving there this year. It was fabulous. I can't wait for that episode to come out.
Oh, that is so cool, because I imagine you probably don't get to go back to too many projects that you do on the show.
No, I really don't. And, you know, for me, when I leave the space, it kind of is ingrained in my head as it was on the show. You know, I forget people. They continue to live in there because I'm on to the next projects right away. So it's been so nice to see my dad settle into the space and I need to hang out in the nice kitchen I made. It's great.
Oh, that's good. Like, when I was contracting, I also wasn't invited back to
the other reasons, though.
Wow, Mark, that's a good medium job you just did.
No,
let
not
me
at
not
all.
Refer you.
Nonsense.
Not at all. Now, has he made any changes that you're like, that I didn't think of, you know, that you would use that for or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, all the time. This season, too, we really focused on kind of cycling products and seeing what can we do with the stuff we have on the truck. So I saw all the time. It was great. And we even got to do some of that in my dad's house. We used old bulb cages and turned them into lights, which he was not a big fan of at first. And now he totally loves them. It's really funny to see. So
that is so cool.
Oh, that I love the inventiveness of that.
Yes, and then there's a photo that you shared out, I think it was on Twitter or on Facebook recently, of you, like, I don't know how many years ago, 20 years ago, in front of a car that was totally, like, not really a car anymore. Like, what's the story behind that?
I grew up with my father teaching me how to rebuild and restore vehicles. We used to work on Studebakers, and I started at 2 or 3, and I remember being that tiny on a creeper underneath the car with him, and he showed me, like, how to change the oil and stuff like that. So, for me, you know, I still work on my car now, so it was a great skill to learn because I saved a ton because I might break my Jeep a lot. But it was great. You know, something about restoring old cars, it's just, the motors are simple and easy to tinker on. And, it's been really good for a long time.
Wow, when you were that young, too, that is so awesome. Not a lot of dads do that with their daughters.
Yeah, and now your Jeep, is it got tires big enough on it that you don't need to roll it up ramps to change your oil?
Exactly. If I have to change my tire, I have to get my handyman jack off the hood. Yeah, so it's hilarious to see. And that's why I like the Jeep so much, because they're simple and I can play with those, too. You know, there's not a lot of buttons and bells and whistles, so... Yeah, I feel fortunate that my dad exposed me to this stuff, even with construction. And my grandfather was super handy, too, so I'm blessed that they treated me as just another kid. It wasn't like I wasn't a girl. I had to play with dolls or something, so I'm lucky.
You know, being able to work with your parents and be inspired by them and taught by them is a gift, and we hear that story every now and again, and it always brings sort of a... like a smile to our faces and a warmth to our hearts.
Well, because we do that with our kids, for sure. We get them involved in what we're doing. And, you know, Mark has been doing projects with Lexi since she was, like, 3. So it's the same kind of story. And it's nice to be able to be a girl growing up and being able to do things with your hands and not just braid your hair and, like, you know, put on dresses and the whole thing. So...
I completely agree, and thank you for exposing your kids to this, because I'm really concerned what's going to happen in future generations. Nobody wants to work with their hands anymore, or it's not cool, but I think construction is amazing, and the industry is phenomenal. You know, you can be your own boss, but kids aren't being taught this stuff, so thank you for exposing your kids to it and getting them involved, because great parenting work. Thanks, Mom and Dad. I love my life.
Well, you are exposing the world to tools and stuff DIY with your iPhone app, DIY to Go, where you're geeking out tools and all kinds of stuff.
Yes, I was able to do some web episodes showing people how to use tools. You know, I think a lot of times people are intimidated by tools. Not everyone is a total tool geek like you and I, Mark. So it's just going through and showing folks how to use them, how to be safe with them, and then let them use their imagination to create things.
Like, what kind of tips do you have on there? Don't spill the whole beans, but, you know, just a few things to whet our appetites.
Showing a chop saw, a reciprocating saw, a jigsaw, how to use a hammer, a drill, very simple things. You'd be surprised how often I meet people who have never even touched a hammer or a drill. So all sorts of hand tools and, of course, the, you know, the regular, the good tools, the stuff I like. So.
Yeah, to echo something you said a minute ago, it sometimes feel like there aren't enough kids in their garages taking their bicycles and lawnmowers and stuff apart to see how the world really works, you know? And I love that. And then I'm going to bring you into what we affectionately call the My Fix It Up Life lightning round.
Oh, no, the lightning round.
Now, no pressure, but there are right and wrong answers to this.
There aren't really right and wrong answers, but Mark thinks there are. So,
and it's not really lightning because we don't.
Agreeing with Mark is a right answer.
Well, there you go.
Uh-huh.
So here are the tool questions, and these are your preferences. It's not right or wrong. But given the opportunity, do you use cordless impact drivers or cordless drill drivers more?
Impact drivers.
Impact drivers, no hesitation. You are correct. Now, there's a slippery slope on here. Recip saw or sledgehammer?
Wow. I would use them both. Reciprocating saw.
Yes. She remains in the cash cab.
She remains in the cash cab.
Sorry to bring in another network. I'm allowed to do that, though. And I think I already know this one. Miter saw or table saw?
Oh. Dang it. I like them both. It depends on what I'm doing. Mark, these are trick questions.
No, it does. The miter saw or table saw, I don't know what.
They're for different
things.
Yes, they are, and I'm a total nerd for depending on which one. My one table saw has a rack and pinion system for the fence, which I love.
Oh,
and then the
excuse
chop
me.
Saw for the pardon?
I said, oh, excuse me.
Yes, exactly. And then my miter saw is, you know, I am preferential to the slide saw. If I can get a double-double with it, awesome. But the one I use has a light over the blade, so instead of using a laser, you have an accurate cut, you know exactly where your teeth are going to hit. So for specific trim stuff,
Anybody who sings when they can see the line,
oh my goodness gracious,
is just, I love you forever.
I kind of want to put the two of you together on a play date or something.
let's go on a play date.
Yeah.
You want to use my microsaw?
Exactly, yeah.
It is. It's such an addiction, and that's why I get so excited to do projects, because I get to play with the tools. And that's, for me, part of the best. Stuff like that.
The best part of this conversation is we got to have it.
And we're at the end of our show.
We've got more home improvement and how-to inspiration at myfixitoplife.com.
Don't forget, we're on Twitter. We're on Facebook.
We also love to be inspired by your questions, your triumphs, and your home improvement success. So please send us email at info@myfixituplife.com. And we'll be back next week with more My Fix It Up Life.
Another day. Ba 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 da ju ba 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 da ju ba 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 da ju ba ba.
bada-doo-wop-bop, a bada-doo-wop-bop, a shine.